The kasha is, what changed? Rabbeinu Shalom tells us in Parshas Noach, after the Mabul, he grants Noach and his family an exit pass outside of the Teva, and suddenly all the rules change. All of the dinim, the halacha was in Parshas Bereishis, Adam Arishon was not allowed to eat meat. And suddenly you have a mabul, and everything changes, and suddenly man is allowed to eat meat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us access to eat meat. But what changed? What allowed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change the... Not what allowed the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what convinced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change the rules of the land after the Mabul, where a person would say maybe things should be more restrictive. The pasuk before it is matir and permits man to eat flesh of an animal. It says, "Umorachem v'chitchem yi al kol chayas haaretz, v'al kol of hashamayim b'chol asher tirmos ha'adama b'chol dgei hayam b'yedchem nitanu." Gemara has a drush in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph and Beis on that pasuk. V'tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Emer. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, Tinoik ben Yoy Mechai, Ein Tzarech L'Shomer Min Acholdu Min Achbarim. If you have a baby that's alive, you don't have to guard it from any of the Chuldas or Achbarim amongst the world, on the ground. Aval Og Melech Habashim, but even if you have Og Melech Habashim, a big giant, Meis Tzarech L'Shomro Min Achuldo Min Achbarim. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, our pasuk. Umarachem Chitchem Yia Kol Zman Shadam Chai Emaso Mutal Al Abrius Kemet Shemeis Batlo Emaso. Person is alive, there's mora, there's fear from the animals and the creatures of the world. When a person, as large as he is, when he's dead, he doesn't have any chiyus, so then there is no fear. Rabbi Yisai, I think, what changed? What this heter that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us after the Mabul is fundamental in understanding what transpired in this parasha that I think is very relevant for us in this generation. The pasuk at the beginning of the parasha states, "Vani hinini mevi es hamabul mayim al haaretz l'shachis kol basar asher bo ruachayim mitachas hashamayim." The pasuk tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns Noach that I'm bringing a mabul to destroy all creations that are living underneath Shamayim. Rashi comments, "Va'ani hinini mevi mabul." Listen carefully. Hinini muchan lahaskim im oisam shizerzuni va'amru lefanai kvar ma'enosh ki sizkaren. Rashi comments and Rashi says that, as we know, there was a debate in Shamayim in Parshas Bereishis if man should be created. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in this week's parsha in the statement, "Va'ani hinini mevi mabul l'shachis kol basar asher mitachas hashamayim kol chai asher mitachas hashamayim," that I am agreeing with the malachim that protested for me to create you in the first place. That's what Rashi teaches on the pasuk of "Va'ani hinini mevi mabul al haaretz." Mayim al haaretz. The Ramban disagrees with this Rashi. The Ramban says, "How could you say va'ani hinani mevi mabul? It was the Rabbanu Shalom agreeing with the Malachim of Ma Enesh Kisis Gerenu, that man should not be created, that they protest in Tehillim Perek Ches, that Ma Adir Shimcha B'chol Haaretz, that they say that Tnu Hoitcha B'Shamayim, that you should stay up in the heavens, you shouldn't be involved with mankind, it's not Kedai. How could one say that, that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is changing his mind, is agreeing to that approach? Hello, says the Ramban, but he saved Noach and his family. So by virtue of the fact that there was a Hatzalah, and there was man that survived the Mabul, so the Ramban says that can't be pshat, like Rashi says, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was agreeing with the approach of the Malachim in Sefer Bereishis. So that is the Ramban's attack on Rashi. So the Chasam Sofer says something really incredible that I think, in my opinion, could answer many of the kashas that I presented at the beginning, at the outset of this year as well. And the Chasam Sofer teaches us a Yisoid, and the MS is, the Chasam Sofer blends the two shitas and says that they're not mutually exclusive and they both could be correct. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the Malachim have a point, and I am going to agree with their approach in Parshas Bereishis of Ma Enish Kisis Karen. But then the Chasam Sofer explains that the truth is the Ramban also has merit. And what the Ramban is saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Noach, also has credit and also was fulfilled in this week's parasha as well. And that was the divergence of the rest of creation versus the regeneration of the world through Noach Ish Tzadik. Basically what the Chasam Sofer is telling us is that there was a juncture in the world in this week's parasha. Man did not yet define his superiority on a behema. Man was not necessarily one that was ra'i to eat behemas because that superiority was not yet necessarily declared. On the contrary, says the Chasam Sofer, if one looks at creation and one looks at the order of creation, like Chazal tell us, that man should realize that many of the animals and the tushim and the bugs were kadmecha for Adam's creation only on the end of the sixth day. But on many levels, behemas came before you. Yet, when man proves his connection to Etzelem Elokim, his tzidkus, he recognizes that he's not just a behema, so then man, after the Mabul, brought out the superior nature of Adam, the fact that there is no behema in the man. And that behema element is not the way I define myself. You see, Rabbi Isai, you need to understand, Rabbi Chanan writes like this in Kovetz Ha'aris, he quotes from the Zayar HaKadosh, a fascinating pshat. Rashi doesn't say like this in Parshas Bereishis. The pasuk says, Nase Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was discussing with his Beis Dino whether or not man should be created. Nase Adam. And he joined with his Beis Din to create man. So Rashi explains that the Anivus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he has the ability to create on his own, he wanted to discuss and consult and involve his Beis Din. But the Zohar HaKadosh says an entirely different pshat. And listen carefully, everybody say, because I think this is what's happening in front of our eyes. The Zohar HaKadosh explains that Nasa Adam means man is a composite of all the different creatures and animals of the world. There's a little bit of an Arya in you, and there's a little bit of a Ze'ev, and there's a little bit of a Dov, and there's a little bit of a Chatul, and a little bit of a Kelev. There's different elements of our makeup that Nasa, we should take a composite of all of these entities and create man. The shiloh that man has is that, are we just an aftermath of all of those animals that were created? Are we just like a combo salad of all these different entities that we're just becoming another type of creature with a variety and different elements that you can just now have different facets? Just another product of an Aryeh with a Chamor or a Chatul with a Kelev? And that's what Nasa Adam is? We join all these forces together and that's what creates man? Or no? We take the Seichel, we take the element of Tzelem Elokim on top of all these Koiches that are given to us, and we create a brand new Bria. And we create a brand new level of Bria that is absolutely superior to all of those creatures that Kfar Kadam. Rabbi Sai, that was the Hachra and that was the Nidon that Rashi and the Ramban are discussing. According to the Chasam Sofer, Rashi is correct. Va'ani hinani mevi mabel, the Malachim were right. Man's a behemoth. Man is just acting like an animal. Man has not defined himself to be any superior. His challenge was to define his superiority, and that's not apparent. And he's going downhill, and it's becoming worse. And we know that when the creations of the world, the Sfarim HaKadoshim explains to us, the Netziv, the Panim Yafis tell us that when man deteriorates, he becomes less than an animal. Right? If a person dies, there's more tumah for a person than to an animal, and also physically. It smells more. It stinks more. The deterioration of something with that potential becomes much worse. Man became behemah and showed and demonstrated that he's no different than the behemah. So it's just a composite of all these other koiches. So Memela, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, Zeu, they're right. My enish kisis gerenu. What's the point of creating man? If man is just going to be another behemah, what's the tachlis? It's just going to be more of a mazik. Masha'enkin Zokter Ramban, it can't be. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved certain people, so he wasn't totally reneging. Yeah, that was where the ideal came out. That was where the tachlis was brought out into creation, into fruition. Noach and his mishpacha that survived the teva was the tachlis, was a manifestation of Adam now becoming a new Bria, another Hagdara, not just a collection of animalistic tendencies. And Memela, he proved the superiority of man through his chesed, through his tzedakah, through his tefillas, through the milas that man have above and beyond all the behemoths and the creations of the world. Why do we need three levels in the Teva, Rabbi Isai? Because what had to be proven in the Teva is that man is an Adam and not a behemoth. That was exactly what happened through the Mabel, through the Teva. The Ramban is right and Rashi is right. And the zchus of man to continue to live after the Mabel is exactly what the Ramban is saying. Because that is where Noach deviated from the rest of the creations. Ma'enesh kitzis gerenu. The Malachim were correct. Ligabi the rest of the Welt. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to destroy the rest of the world. Because they were behemoths. And Masha'enkein, the man and the family that proved themselves to be above and beyond behemoths. To be not the behemoth. That was the one who could live on. And now you understand the aftermath of the Mabel. Rabbi said the Psukim now read like a charm. Noach leaves the Teva. Noach is makriv a korban to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Immediately following that, Rabbi Shalom says the rules are changed. Now Balei Chayim, like the Gemara and Shabbos says, will have an instinct fear towards a living human being. Because he's not a behemoth. Because he's a gavra. Because he is a medaber. Because he's a chelek of tzelem elokim. Because he's a different she'ifas and different purpose, and the way he interacts with the world is on a different level. Umorachem v'chitchem yu ala aretz. An animal will instinctively fear man because it's a different level of creation. Memeila, the next pasuk is Rabbi Yisai. Man now earns his right to eat flesh of behemoths. Because we just proved that we're not behemoths anymore. Legabe,
what the Ramban says, those people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept around in the Mabul. Lagabi, those people that the Malachim were not correct about. And the Malachim, in the end, says the Chasam Sofer, agree to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lagabi this Mishpacha, Lagabi these people, then you were right to create man. And that's the way the Chasam Sofer explains. If you look through the Pasuk in Tehillim, this Parak in Tehillim, Parak Ches, Ma enesh ki tizgredu, ma adir v'chola, ma adir shimcha b'chola oretz. The Malachim say it two times. Originally they're saying, it's not Kedai. Why would you have this? Why would you have this, why would you have the creation of man? It's not going to be Kedai for you. And then they repeat it again at the end of the parasha. Once Noach is saved, and once Noach proved himself, and he's not just a behemoth, so then the Malachim concede and they say, Legabe this, then your original Kavono was absolutely correct. See, Rabbeisai, this is the juncture that Noach, Parshas Noach presents us. Is man man, or is man a behemoth? What is our makeup? You know, the Panim Yafis in Parshas Bereishis, the Haflo, the Rebbe Lechem Sefer, says that the Gemara comments that when a person is chayte, it's nichnas bo ruach shtos. So we usually understand that to mean that a certain ruach that goes into us, we lose our line of thinking, we lose our seichel, and we're stupid, and then we slip up. So Panim Yafis says that's not what it means. It means something's happening with the makeup of your who you are as a human being. You have physical behemoth tendencies, and then you have a ruach elokami mal. You have a tzelem elokim. You have a neshama, and your existence flips. When a person is nichnas bo ruach shtos, when he loses his mind in order to be chayte, says the Panim Yafis, you be'etzem are now, your neshama leaves you, and you be'etzem become just like a physical behemoth, and that is the taiva to sin and to rebel against the Ribbono Shel Olam. So this is exactly what's happening constantly in our Avodas Hashem, and that's what happened in the Mabul. When we sin and when we rebel against the Ribbono Shel Olam, on a certain level, we're going back to the Malachim's Taina of Ma Enish Kisiz Kirena, of what is the Milo of man? He's just a behemoth. He's just a person that's looking for physical pleasures, for that hedonistic lifestyle, and he's just looking out for himself, selfish. And my Enish Kisiz Kirena, why was man created? Just to create a composite, a combination of all different behemoths together? That's why we did this? Another behemoth? So that's what a person does when he's chayte. But when a person grows in his Yerushalayim, when a person grows in his Avodas Hashem, so he's now exiting the table. He's now getting exactly what the Tachlis of Sefer Bereishis is all about. Is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu disagreed with the Malachim, and he says, no, this is Ma'adir B'chol Aretz, and that's when the Malachim are maskim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why he created the world. He's bringing the purpose of Sefer Bereishis into fruition. It's mamash a moir dik, a new understanding of what it means to sin, and on the opposite angle, to actually serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu envisioned, and the way the world was supposed to be. And that's why we have the ability to rule over and to be superior to the creations of the world. When a person is makriv a karban, Rabbi say, because I did a sin, because I focused on myself. So what does the pasuk mean say? The Arachaima says, Arachaima HaKadosh writes like this, beautiful pshat. Adam ki yakriv mikem karban la'ashem min abehim. So the Arachaima HaKadosh says, like, exactly like this Panim Yafis. A person has a tendency to sin because the behemoth element of his existence takes over who he is, and mimela, what he has to do is sacrifice something to represent that I'm not associating with that behemoth existence anymore. I am not going to be just another animal and another creature in this world. So a person does smicha on the carbon, he leans on it, and he takes min ha-behema from the behemoth of what? From the behemoth of him! From the behemoth of his existence. From the behemoth of what the Malachim said. What is this? This is just another behemoth with a lot of different qualities, combinations.
Person has to be makrim a carbon and say, that was the source of my chait. That's nichnas baruch shtus. I be'etzim just said to the Rabbanu Shalom, all I am is an animal. I'm animalistic. I happen to breathe. I have a circulatory system. Very good. So do animals. What makes you different? What makes you superior? Why do you have any milas? Maybe you shouldn't be granted access to eat basar. That is exactly what's on the line over here, but it's not just Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach, but it actually exists in my life on a daily basis. And Meir V'Raboisai is as clear as day in front of us, in the world that we live. Is man and animal really different? Are we approaching a mabul? When the Malachim are tining to the Rabbanu Shalom, Mayan Ishkit is Gerenu. Why is a taina 5,000 years ago, not a taina now? Is there no Ruach Shtus now? Is there no element of all I do is just based on what my behema existence requires or calls for? Am I so different than this debate, Rabbi Yisai? The Shiloh of our lives is this Machloikas Rashi and the Ramban. Which tzad are we in? Are we in the Malachim Steino of Ma'anesh Kisses Gerenu? The rest of Dor HaMabel, like the Tzam Sofer is saying, had to go because ultimately they were just behemoths? Or are we in what the Ramban signing and saying, no, there was still someone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept around, the Sheiris HaPleita, the Noyachs, because he proved what an Adam is. And they were, that's why they were saved. And they have the tzidkus and the chesed. And the ability to remove their selfish interest just for physical pleasure, which ultimately saves them in a mabul, in a flood. Baisai, it might not be water, but we live in a flood. And our question is, Rabbi, where do we associate ourselves? Are we in the Rashi camp of majority of the people that perish? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back to agree with the Malachim of Ma'anesh Kisis Gerenu? Or do we take the Azhara of reading Parshas Noach in this door? The man and animal are getting so much closer. And we say, we have to be the Sheir Sapleta, we have to be those that the Ramban Tain is against Rashi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not agree with the Malachim fully because he saved certain individuals. Might be very few individuals, Rabbi Say. Klal Yisrael and the Yidden might be very, very small. But that's ultimately what we're looking at when a person thinks about what's going on. This Chassam Sofer is so true in front of our eyes. Are you really superior? Are you really one that deserves all the rights that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us after leaving the Teva? That's what transpired. Noach was megala what Adam could be. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original kavana in disagreeing with the Malachim at the beginning of creation, that came to life right now as he exited the Teva. And that's the answer to what changed. But the Rabbi said this is relevant for all of us in our lifestyle. And in those that might not necessarily be agreeing to our lifestyle, where do we put ourselves? Do we follow those mahalchim of Noach, which were very lonely, which were very small? Not many were in his camp. But ultimately, that's what allows man to continue and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He proves that man has a milah. Chassam Sofer ends his piece. And he says, look carefully at the lashon of the psukim. Va'ani hinini mevi es amabul mayim ala aretz l'shachis kol basher asher baruach chayim mitachas hashamayim. I'm bringing a mabul, and that mabul is to address those that have ruach chayim that are alive mitachas hashamayim, but totally disconnected to anything spiritual and above the shamayim in this world. So if all you're going to be is a physical pumping, you know, technically have a pulse, and that's your purpose of life,
then I'm going to bring a marble and it's going to wipe you away. Because then the Malach of Harayim. And that's where Rashi is going. Then Ma Enish Kisis Kerenu. Then there is no Adir Bechol Aretz. Then there is nothing that's coming from this land that's actually bringing Kavod Shamayim. But if you're going to be a Ruach Chaim, Asher Me'ala Shamayim, that's going to not just be Mitachas HaShamayim. It's not just going to be something that just exists and just is focused on its selfish needs and animalistic abilities, but has a purpose and has she'ifas and is connected to a spiritual world. Me'ala Shamayim. So then those are the ones that Ramban's going to be right. Those are the ones that are going to thrive. Those are the ones that are going to continue, the Rebbe say, and those are the ones that are going to be Mirtz Hashem Bekarov Mamish, brought into Yemos HaMashiach. I think that it's not a chiddush to anyone to take everything that's going on and to be able to see that these questions and pshatim that are going on in our parsha are very real and very relevant to each and every one of us. And sometimes we look at the parsha from a historic basis and from different mefarshei amikra and not always see how relevant it is to our lives. Rabbi say, we are at this juncture right now. Man is at this question. This debate and this shaila of ma'enish kisis gerenu is going on in Shemayim right now. And a person has a mahalach that he could follow. He could prove his maila, or he could deteriorate to be a ruach chayim mitachas ha'shamayim.